Harper Children's Audio presents The Magic Thief, Book 2, Lost, by Sarah Prineas. Performed by Greg Steinbrunner. Copyright 2009 by Sarah Prineas. Production copyright 2009 by Recorded Books.
Chapter 1. A wizard is a lot like a pyrotechnist, I said.
You mean magic and explosions, boy?
Neveri said from the doorway of my workroom. In one hand he held his gold, knob-headed cane, and he had his flat-brimmed hat under his arm. He'd just gotten back from a magister's meeting, which always made him grumpy. They'd be controlled explosions, I said.
Controlled explosions? That would seem to be a contradiction in terms, Conware.
He looked around my workroom and scowled. Bennett had helped me strip the faded wallpaper from the walls and whitewash them, and I'd swept the floor and scrubbed the grime and dust off the tall windows and set Lady, the white and tabby-tailed cat, to deal with the mice. A few books from Neveri's library were stacked neatly on the shelves. After everything was ready, I'd hung my picture of a dragon, the one I nicked from Neveri's study, on the wall. The picture was so sooty and dirty from hanging over a fireplace that it looked like a dragon hidden behind a cloud. But I could make out a gleam of golden wing, and a snake-like tail, and a sharp eye, red like an ember in a hearth. I'd been reading Pratchard's treatise on pyrotechnics. The book lay open on the table in front of me, along with some papers and a dirty teacup.
Yes, this is a bad idea, Neveri said. What would pyrotechnics accomplish,
That was a very good question.